You are listening to 89.1 WEMU. I'm David Fair, and welcome to this week's edition of Cinema Chat. Russ Collins is away, but we have good news for you. The Michigan Theater Director of Program Operations, Amanda Bynum, is here in his stead, and we have a lot to talk about today. Welcome.
Hi.
It is so good to have you back.
Thanks. I'm glad to be
here. We only get to do this a couple of times a year, but I always enjoy when you stop by.
Russ should just travel more.
Well, he is certainly traveling a lot these days, isn't he? But one of the things that I know he is most proud of is the celebration of Art House Movie Exhibition.
Yes.
And it is Art House Theater Day this coming Sunday.
It is Art House Theater Day, yes. Yeah. So Art House Theater Day is a project of the Art House Convergence, which is a conference that the Michigan Theater runs and coordinates and really spearheaded starting about 10 years ago-ish. And the conference has grown from 25 people who attended the first year to over 600 people attending now.
And it is an integral part of the Sundance Film Festival at this point.
Yep. The conference starts about 4 days before Sundance gets underway, and the conference is held in Midway, Utah, which is midway between Salt Lake City and Park City. It's very clever. And art house exhibitors and distributors and a handful of filmmakers come from all over the country and a handful from outside of the country to discuss best practices, fundraising initiatives.
And how to enhance the experience for moviegoers.
Yeah. Yes. And Art House Theater Day is a project that spun out from the Convergence, really sort of modeled after like Record Store Day and Comic Book Day, a day for all art houses nationwide to celebrate what it is that we do, how movies and art houses in particular have withstood the test of time and are really a really integral component to all of our communities.
So what am I going to experience if I show up at the Michigan Theater on Sunday, September 24th?
Better snacks. I mean, we have great snacks at the Michigan Theater, don't get me wrong, but I feel like you should at 7:50 in the morning, you should always lead with that we're going to have additional concessions offerings from our good friends at Zingerman's. But we're doing a whole bunch of interesting programming that really kind of explores the model of what art house cinema is doing. So we're starting off the day with a presentation of The Fantastic Mr. Fox in 35mm, and that is free for kids 12 and under. So
nice.
That's just that's just the start. And the other program, and we've got programs all day long for Art House Theater Day, but the other one that I'm really excited about is Lucky. And Lucky is the story of a 90-year-old atheist who's outlived all of his contemporaries and is searching for enlightenment as his days come to an end. And it features the final film performance of Harry Dean Stanton.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So, and
he just passed away last week?
He just passed away. And
or was it this week? Yeah.
That wasn't the intention. It's been scheduled since before he passed away. But we're just sort of extra happy to be able to show this to our community.
One of those truly underrated movie actors.
Oh, yeah. He's such a character actor that you see in so many things, and maybe you don't actually know who he is, or you know that name, but you can't pair it with the face, and so this is his final film performance, so that's pretty cool.
We'll be looking forward to all of that, and again, that takes place this Sunday, September 24th, and for more information, you can go to michtheater.org.
Mm-hmm.
And there are a couple of new movies opening downtown this week as well. Tell me about Rebel in the Rye.
So Rebel in the Rye is a biopic about a young J.D. Salinger and how he's finding his voice, how he's fighting during World War II, and how all of his experiences are informing the creation of The Catcher in the Rye. Nicholas Holt plays J.D. Salinger, and Kevin Spacey and Sarah Paulson are also in the film. And
I can't do much better than that.
No, it looks great. And I mean, if you're a literary aficionado, I think this is a solid biopic that's going to give you a little bit more information about one of our great American authors,
who has always been somewhat mysterious.
Yes. So come and check that out, Rebel in the Rye, and that opens tomorrow.
It was yesterday that in 1973, Billie Jean King went on the tennis court, beat up on Bobby Riggs, and struck a blow for equality and women's rights throughout
the country. And so we are getting ready to open the film version of these events, and the film is called Battle of the Sexes.
I remember this divided households. I was 9 years old at the time, and my mom and dad were arguing about who would win. That was the argument among parents throughout the neighborhood, and we as kids, we didn't really have an idea of what the issues were.
Right.
We just liked Billie Jean King, so we wanted her to win.
And there's more to it. Clearly, there's more to it than just the tennis match.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot more. So and Emma Stone plays Billie Jean King, and Steve Carell plays Bobby Riggs. And, you know, both of them have... Everyone really knows them for their comedic chops, but if you saw Steve Carell in Foxcatcher, that was an incredible dramatic performance. And Emma Stone can definitely hold her own. And some of the images I've seen from the film, she really looks like Billie Jean King. So it looks like an excellent film, and that's actually opening next Friday, the 29th, but we're able to do some advanced screening starting next Thursday, the 28th.
I am looking forward to that. To be sure, you are listening to Cinema Chat on 89.1 WEMU. David Fair alongside Amanda Bynum of the Michigan Theater. There's a couple of limited engagement films where the opportunities are somewhat scarce, but nonetheless worthwhile.
Yep, we are showing I Am the Blues, which is a documentary about the juke joints in the Mississippi Delta.
Right up the WEMU
alley. Yes, that's why I made sure I mentioned it. a lot of these musicians are in their 80s and they're still living in the South and they're still playing at, you know, gigs in these clubs all around the area. And that is screening only on September 25th and 27th.
Yeah, so put that on the calendar sure.
Only the 25th and the 27th. So, yeah, write that down.
I Am the Blues.
I Am the Blues. We're also showing Letters from Baghdad, which is another documentary about, basically the female Lawrence of Arabia. Gertrude Bell, she was the most powerful woman in the British Empire when she was alive, and she really helped shape the modern Middle East. But why do we talk about Lawrence of Arabia, but we don't talk about Gertrude Bell? So that looks fascinating, and Letters from Baghdad is only showing on September 27th and 28th. So write that one down, too, because that
looks
wonderful. And
perhaps we should call it Gertrude Gets Her Due.
That's right, exactly. That's the subtitle of the film.
Special screenings downtown include Residence, of which I know nothing about.
Residence is a locally shot and produced film, and this is the premiere of the film. The filmmakers will be in attendance, and we're really excited to have that. I've been working with the filmmaker, Drew, for quite some time, and it's going to be a really great film, and it's a short film. So, you know, take a little time out of your day.
Entirely in Southeast Michigan.
Yes, yep. Yeah. So take a little time out of your day on Saturday. That plays Saturday the 23rd at 2:30. And we also have the return of the Manhattan Short Film Festival.
That's getting more popular every year, isn't it?
Yes, it is. I think one of these days it's going to break through the screening room and head into the historic theater. The Manhattan Short Film Festival is... It's 10 short films from around the world that get curated by the festival, and audiences all over the world screen these films during about a 10-day period in late September, and the audience votes, every member of the audience votes on who they think is the best short film, and then those votes get tabulated, and then...
So when we're at the Michigan Theater, we'll get to cast our votes, and we'll be a participant in the process.
Yes, and so at... Early October, the festival will announce the winner, and if you come see it at the Michigan Theater, you get to have a hand in that.
And there are some Hollywood releases this week as well. There is a horror movie called Friend Request.
You know, in this social media age we're living in, I think we're going to see more and more of these horror films based around Facebook and Instagram and Snapchat. And so this is a horror film about a girl who accepts a friend request from someone she doesn't know. And then suddenly that evil person starts, you know, stalking her and
the
her friends die violently.
The kind of movie where, as a parent, I'm going to run to my daughter's college and bring her home.
Yes. Yes, you are. Yes. No more Facebook. Friend request. That opens on Friday.
And then there's something called Kingsman: The Golden Circle that has some special appearance from Elton John.
Yeah, you were just telling me about this. I don't know much about Elton John in this film
They've kind of kept his performance under wraps as part of the marketing plan, I guess, which is kind of weird. Nonetheless, he plays a kidnap victim of Julianne Moore.
Great.
And he does not like being kidnapped. He does not like having to perform under duress.
Oh, so he's playing Elton John.
He's playing himself.
Got it.
Exactly.
Okay.
And, you know, he is known to throw temper tantrums and to be completely over the top.
Excellent.
And he plays exactly that in this
movie.
I
love it.
So that should be good.
Right. The Kingsman is a sequel to a film that came out a couple years ago. It's sort of a send-up of your Bond films, but it's also still got that action-adventure element. It's not just a parody spoof. It stars Colin Firth, and in this installment, Julianne Moore is the evil henchwoman.
She's the head of the gang.
Right. And they're just filthy and hilarious films. But
you have to be aware that that's what it is.
Emphasis on filthy, though.
Right.
Yeah.
Amanda Bynum, thank you so much for your time. I do appreciate it, and sure. We'll do this again soon.
All right, I'll be back.
You've been listening to Cinema Chat on your community NPR station, 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU-HD1 Ypsilanti.